Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
In the summer of 2016, I was invited to serve as a coach and facilitator for one of the most exclusive leadership immersion programs in the world, a gathering that was designed for Fortune 100 organizations. So imagine a room being filled with leaders from IBM, Disney, Oracle, Microsoft, Toyota, and a dozen other global giants. The honor was truly mine, if I could say. I was there to contribute, to serve, but in truth, I walked away from the experience forever changed. That week, one of the sponsors and keynote speakers approached me, and during our conversation, he said, "Paul, I'd like to ask you two questions. One's mathematical and the other is philosophical. Which do you prefer first?" I said, "Well, let's go with the math, as I was an engineer." He smiled and asked, "Do you know what the number 29,200 represents?" I paused, had no idea. The answer I received was sobering, and in a moment, I'll share the meaning of that number as well as the second question he asked me. But first, I want to talk about that conversation. That conversation hit me like a lightning bolt. It was profound. It was my awakening. Because here's the first truth I want to share with you. Nobody warns you about the moment when your success outpaces your alignment. At that point in my life, everything on the outside looked right. I had all the recognition, I had all the responsibility, I had already served on all the leadership roles. But on the inside, when I look back on it, I was running on fumes. I was out of sync with myself. And it always seemed like the harder I push, the less effective I became. And I know I'm not alone because many leaders today find themselves in this place, accomplished but exhausted, busy but not effective, surrounded by people yet still disconnected. And here's the second truth I like to share. Leadership isn't about doing more. It's not even about learning more. Leadership is about aligning more. So let me give you a little bit of context as to why this matters to me so deeply. My name is Paul McFadden, and professionally, I'm the CEO of Evolve Human Potential and the founder of the Becoming Human 2.0 movement, a five-time international best-selling author, sought-after international speaker, trusted advisor, podcast host, and thought leader in the fields of human transformation and leadership. Now, on a personal level, I'm a veteran of the U.S. Navy. I am a father, a grandfather, a son, a brother, a man, a spiritual and energetic being having a human experience. And while all these titles and labels all mean something and they're all truly amazing, it's the principles that guide me that are the most important in defining who I am and how I show up in the world. The first being awakening spirit in others, which is really about helping people see the good, the greatness already within them. Then there's building deep relationships, which is about understanding how connection is the currency of transformation. Then there's breaking molds, which is challenging the norm to unlock what's truly possible for us all. Bringing joy to the journey, because growth should feel alive and not just heavy. And making desperate connections, which is about bringing science, spirituality, and live wisdom to reveal new truths. Now, over the last 15 years, I've blended neuroscience, leadership strategy, and human transformation. And through it all, I've discovered one undeniable reality. And that is, when leaders operate from misalignment, they bleed influence. But when they align, they multiply it. And that's why I'm here today. Not to give you one more strategy to add to an already overloaded plate, but to share a framework. Something that I'm calling the Human Alignment Code that will allow you to unlock greater clarity, amplify your impact, and sustain your leadership in ways that are both effective and deeply fulfilling. Now, there are three core insights I want to share with you today. And I call these three principles that form the backbone of leadership alignment. And those are clarity, resonance, and embodiment. So let's think about insight number one. Clarity creates influence. See, influence isn't about position, it's about clarity. I was working actually several senior leaders, but there was one who stood out, a brilliant man. He was highly skilled, deeply respected, but his team was drowning in confusion. Every week, his priority shifted. The team never knew where to focus. The results? Distrust, frustration, and resistance. But here's the thing. People don't resist leadership because they're difficult. They resist because they don't trust the vision. And in his case, the vision wasn't clear because he wasn't aligned. Now, after doing some deep work, he realigned his vision with his values. He clarified not just what they were pursuing, but why they were pursuing them. And he began to communicate consistently. The transformation I saw was stunning. His team didn't just follow his orders, they owned them. They championed it. Now, here's the point. Clarity is what transforms authority into influence. When your vision and values are aligned, people don't just follow you, they trust you. And trust is the bedrock of influence. Something to think about for you. When you think about your own leadership, if I pulled your team into a room right now and asked you to articulate your vision, could they do it without you being in the room? Now, if the answer is no, that doesn't mean it's a failure. It's simply a sign. Clarity is your next growth edge. The second insight, resonance drives impact. Now, we've all been in a room when a leader speaks, and sometimes the presentation is flawless. It's sharp, it's polished, it's professional, but yet something's still missing. Maybe the words don't land. And then you hear another leader, maybe a little bit less polished, maybe even more rough around the edges. But when they speak, you feel it in your chest. The words resonate, they land so deeply. Now, I once sat in a boardroom where that contrast was undeniable. The first leader delivered a perfect presentation, but when it ended, nobody remembered a single line he said. The second leader, no slides, just presence. His words landed like thunder. Now, why is that? That's complete alignment. What he believed, what he lived, and what he spoke were all in sync. Now, that's resonance. And here's the second truth. People don't just remember polish, they remember resonance. Resonance is what transforms communication into connection. It's what turns your message into a movement. Something else for you to reflect on. Where in your life is there a gap between what you say and what you live? What would shift if your words and actions came into full alignment? Because when they do, impact follows naturally. Insight number three is really about embodiment sustaining leadership. The greatest leaders don't just talk about alignment, they live it. Now, in 2020, when the world seemed to unravel, I had the privilege of observing leaders in real time. I was working with maybe 25 clients. Many of them panicked, a lot of them postured, but there were a few who embodied alignment. And I had one leader who particularly stood out, and he showed up every day congruent to his values. He showed up calm. He was very consistent. He was grounded. His very presence created safety for everyone that was around him. His alignment rippled through his entire team. He fueled trust. He fueled energy. He fueled resilience, while so many others struggle. But here's what I want you to see in that, right? Alignment embodied is contagious. How many of you have been around an aligned leader? Listened to the words, didn't know why you wanted to follow, but you were voluntarily jumping up on the stage. I'm willing to follow right now. Embodiment shapes culture. It sustains momentum. and it expands impact far beyond the individual leader. Leadership that is embodied is leadership that endures. Something to reflect upon here. When you walk into a room, how do people experience you? Do they feel alignment or do they feel misalignment? Because whether you realize it or not, your presence speaks louder than anything you could ever say. Now, these insights, they aren't just ideas. They're actually part of a framework that I've spent several years developing, refining, and living out with leaders across multiple industries. This is industries everything from home building to scientific research. This framework is called the Human Alignment Code. And think about the code as maybe being a codex. A codex is a hidden operating system that once unlocked equips you to lead with clarity, resonance, and embodiment. Now, this codex consists of three phases or tiers of transformation in five pillars or codes. And those three tiers of transformation are discover, awaken, and evolve. And discover is really about when we put up the mirror and we look into the mirror, we can see all of the programs and we can see all of our values. We can see all of our beliefs. And we begin to realize that some of those things no longer align. Maybe some of the values no longer resonate, but it's the opportunity for us to look in the mirror and say, hey, you know what? Something else is going on, or maybe everything I thought I believed is no longer true or no longer serves me. Awaken is when we start to embody transformation or start to embody change. We have tools. We have practices. We have strategies that we can employ in our life. And that might look like doing some things physically. That might look like doing some things mentally or support our emotional states. It might look like some practices that certainly would help us with our well-being. However, we lack the consistency. We lack the accountability. And that third tier or phase is evolve. And evolving is about living what we preach, walking the walk, talking the talk, doing the things. So much so that it becomes our life and not just something we think about or something we have to try. Now, the five pillars are the five pillars of human alignment, and they are around emotion, mental, somatic, spiritual, and transcendental, excellence, alignment, or mastery. And when we're able to not only see where we are in each space, but also master where we are in those spaces, that's when alignment truly happens. And it doesn't matter where we are in our lives. We could be in a discover phase. We could be in the evolve phase. However, wherever we land, we're always expanding and contracting, expanding and contracting. Because one thing we know about life and in leadership, life throws us many curveballs. However, if we're able to adapt, we can learn how to apply other tools to get us back on track and align. Now, here's the last truth I want to share with you. You already carry this blueprint inside of you. The Human Alignment Code doesn't give you something foreign. It's not something brand new. It actually awakens what has always been there within you. And that's the beauty of it. And when you unlock it, you don't just lead differently. You become a different kind of leader. You start to step into the you that you were meant to be. So I want to take you back to that conversation in 2016 because it was profound. And I want to give you the answer to what 29,200 represents. 29,200 represents the average number of days in the human life expectancy. And the gentleman who shared that question with me and shared that number with me was one of the most profound business coaches and researchers on the topic of purpose. And he traveled the globe and traveled and visited many indigenous tribes in many different countries. And he came to this realization, which is the second question he asked me, but I wanted to give you some context. So 29,200, you take your age, multiply by 365, you're going to get an answer, a number. And I want you to do the life math and subtract whatever you get from 29,200. And that answer is what's left in your potential days. And it's quite sobering because you start thinking about how have I lived my life before and how do I want to live my life moving forward. The second part was even more sobering. He asked me, Paul, what are the two most important days of your life? Now, the first one I got correct. It's the day that you were born. The second one stumped me for a while until he finally gave it to me. But the second answer is the day that you discover why. Wow. Purpose. You know, there's so many people talking about purpose and having to discover purpose, having to find purpose, their purpose programs, purpose tests. Purpose is important. It's what drives you. It's what guides you. It's your why. But here's something profound that I discovered about purpose. Purpose isn't something that you find. Purpose is something that you align with. Purpose isn't something that you find. Purpose is something that you align with. And for many of us, or for all of us, purpose is the same. Grow and give. Grow yourself, give to others. Love yourself, love others. It's the how. Your calling. That's the how we deliver on our purpose. What is your calling? And your calling can change. Your calling can change from year to year, month to month. It can change every decade. What are you called to do? For me, alignment was the turning point. It wasn't another strategy. It wasn't a hustle or some kind of hack. It was learning to decode my inner misalignment and then learning to realign with clarity, with resonance, and embodiment. That shift that happened to me didn't just change how I led. It changed who I became. So I have an invitation for all of you as leaders. Because when leaders align, they don't just build companies. They build movements. Leaders don't just achieve results. They create ripples of transformation that outlive them. Now, many of us would call that legacy. But if we talk about legacy and dissect that for a moment, legacy isn't just what you leave behind. Legacy is also how you live your life right now. What is the legacy that you would like to leave, and how would you like to live your life now? Because alignment isn't just about influence and impact, particularly for leaders. Alignment is the multiplier. My name is Paul McFadden, and I look forward to seeing how you align with who you are in the years to come. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.